Hi friends, we are studying the subject of rural marketing. We are now in chapter 9, rural promotions and strategies, and Professor Ashish Hathi going to take you through this session. Just an introductory information that you need to know about rural promotion is that it's one of the four P's of rural marketing mix. We have touched this earlier. What you need to know is that we have seen that there are different strategies to have rural market being tapped. Fact remains that rural consumers are distinctly different from their urban counterpart on many parameters. Some of them are given out here. And therefore, what is required is adapting your marketing strategy, especially in that the promotion plays a very crucial role. After the product and all, we have already seen it, where how can you create more touch and feel and seeing the goods, which is only possible through a concept called below the line promotion. You have below the line promotion, which is something which is very closer to the consumer, while above the line is a very generic. So like television advertisement, newspaper advertisement are the above the line. So below the line, word of mouth, we have also discussed that today in the urban market it is more viral through technology, digital way, while in the rural it is more personal, word of mouth. Experiential marketing, they prefer touch and feel and experiencing the product. And likewise, the digital and social media revolution is making its own presence felt. So key characteristics of the rural promotion that one need to really understand that differentiate it from the urban promotion is that the fact number one, it's trust-based marketing, where trust is paramount importance, and therefore the personal recommendation and word of mouth from the right people, influencers, opinion makers, makes a difference in favor or against the brand. Cultural sensitivity, your communication has to be tailored to absorb the local language and its dialect, cultural practices, etc., and rural values. If you are very, very dynamic, very, very groundbreaking vis-a-vis what they believe in those areas, you will not find your promotion communication will not find an acceptance. The third one is affordability and accessibility. We have discussed this in earlier chapters also. What is important is to know that what you are promoting is a value for money, and therefore affordability has to come out. And that affordability, we have discussed that such a revolution that has taken place on a smaller packaging. Okay, use of traditional and modern media, both has to be used. Nowadays, rural market is at such a threshold where earlier only traditional media or innovative new media. Now, even digital penetration is happening due to smartphone revolution, that net connectivity and telecommunication connectivity. So these are some of the key characteristics of the rural promotion. The rural market is changing, and so that the rural promotion landscape is changing. Few things about that change in the landscape includes population and market potential. Population in rural India, it accounts for the large part of the India's total population. And therefore, now with the digital revolution, television and mobile connectivity, they are actually watching what has been consumed by the rural urban consumer. And they want to absorb that in their life. And therefore, the potential is growing phenomenally. Reach in rural area is now possible through digital and telecommunication modes. Mobile has reached the most remotest area of India. So that is the mobile promotion. Influence of word of mouth. Here, people love to talk. They meet very frequently, which is not so much in the rural urban market. Here, people meet on several occasions. Therefore, the word of mouth is a strong driver. BTL promotion, because still the strong belief in seeing, touching and feeling the product before deciding. Growth in digital adaptation. Rural India has accepted the smart television, smartphones, etc. And therefore, it changes. That's a landscape change for the rural promotion one need to keep in mind. So now, changing landscape of rural promotion, one aspect, we have studied few points, I have just briefly touched base for you. Now, few factual information of that. Rural population, almost 65 to 68% of India population lives in rural area, large chunk. I think one number I remember, about 800 million people are there. So it's like a large chunk of people out there. So that's the population, and therefore the market for them. If you influence a small percentage of the consumer, remaining are going to be the follower of those small chunk of people. A market potential that opens for you is phenomenal. Reach of the media, television penetration in rural media today stands at 210 million in 2021, representing almost 52% penetration. Radio reach is almost 65% of the rural population. Mobile-wise, 67% of the rural consumers own mobile phones, especially the smartphones. At least 45% of them accessing the internet through smartphone. So, large chunk of rural population is getting connected. Influence of word of mouth. 68% of the rural consumer make purchase decision based on recommendations. Now, recommendation may come from various quarters. Rise of below the line promotion. 60% of rural marketing efforts focuses on rural BTL activations. Growth in digital adaptations. 31% of rural users use digital platforms for their awareness. And that awareness includes even the product awareness and the brand awareness. So various challenges, however, are still there despite the earlier factors and the connectivity details, etc. You may feel that promotion is now so easy, but there are its own challenges. Media reach is still very limited. Some pocket it is high, some pocket it is low. Culture and linguistic diversity is so much. Within that small hamlet of a rural population, you might have culturally and linguistically different people. So how do you communicate with them? Economic constraint, they are very price conscious. They are looking for value for money. However, the earning member may be only one. So they have certain constraints in terms of economic sense, trust and credibility. They are not going to take blind decisions for sure. So trust and credibility is the primary this thing. How promotion can bring that? So here are a few examples that have been discussed in detail in your book, but Hindustan Unilever Kan Khajura campaign, I have already explained. Okay, the Kan Khajura campaign has broken that limited media reach. It given a unique solution. It overcame the culture and linguistic diversity. It gives the message. Economic constraint, of course, will remain, but trust and credibility was also established through that. Thanda Matlab Coca-Cola campaign. So that they promoted in very simple to understand manner. So it found that acceptance. Godrej Chotukul we have discussed. ITC eChowpal we have discussed. Colgate Rural One campaign. They go to village and village, park somewhere, call for people to come. When people come, they demonstrate, they give free distribution samples, etc. Coupons so that they can go to the retailer and get a benefit. So that's a Rural One campaign. So after understanding various issues and things about rural promotion, we now get into element-wise understanding. So in rural India, the elements of promotions are more or less same, but there are certain distinct tweaks in that. So any promotion mix will have advertising, sales promotion, public relation, personal selling, experiential marketing, sponsorship and influencer. So we will get into that. Advertising wise, if you are into rural marketing, adopting to the local language and visual heavy format is very important. Visual should communicate, not the word necessarily. And if you are using word, local language dialect is more important. Radio, outdoor and local fairs are most popular media. Okay, local fair and is more because touch and feel is possible there. Hindustan Unilever's Wheel radio campaign in local languages. They do multi-language promotion at the same time, you know, so that you see the communication reaches, makes sense, easy to comprehend because of the right language being released in the right area. So that's the power. Sales promotion, value. You have to just ensure that you convey the value. Now this value for goods purchased through can be through discounts, through smaller pack sizes, various financing scheme. So such a version revolution, we have seen it. Public relation, instead of one of kind idea, be community driven. So bring a corporate social initiative, make it a community initiative, okay, or a sponsor popular local event and get a top of mind, you know, recall, etc. So that each of our revolution is a community revolution. Like it's a farmer breaking the language barrier. It appeals to farmer from every caste, creed and community. So you see that public relation power, personal selling, how can you be door to door? That's a challenge. So they have created a concept called village level entrepreneur, and they are interested with the selling responsibility. So they identify community, they identify connect possibility, and they build trust and personal connection. So that's how personal selling is possible. Project Shakti, I have already briefed you earlier. Initiating experiential marketing and sales promotion. It's not necessarily an urban fade. Urban fade, you have that, you know, outside the retailer, you have a beautiful girl standing and offering you a new coffee flavor taste, etc. May not be that way, but somehow in rural market also you have to create touch, feel and visible connect. So that rural wine example which I told you, that facilitates experiential marketing. Sponsoring the right event also enhances your public opinion or public image. So cultural events, local fairs, creating a local sports activity, that, you know, bull race in Tamil Nadu, etc. You have various local activities, you know. So Tata Tea's Gaon Chalao campaign. So that's a campaign under which they were encouraging the youth to come forward and do something for the, you know, their village, etc. And they sponsor that initiative. Influencer and word of mouth, identify local heroes or identify whom local people are following, whom community is following. Okay, and accordingly influence. So Mahindra Tractor has used farmer, sarpanch, etc. or a techno-savvy young farmers to promote their new age tractors. So that's very required. BTL is the way to promote. ATL, as I told you above the line, very conceptually, it is like a generic mass appeal kind of a initiative. Advertisement, radio commercial, print advertisement, etc. Competition also will immediately know. BTL is below the line, direct, close to the consumer it happens. So far from the eyes of the competitor, when they realize it may be very late for them to copy it. So you get that advantage of doing the promotion and getting a benefit also of that. So BTL promotion includes media like television, radio. They do not use it, but they focus more on personally engaging media. Okay, it could be that, as I told you, heart, village mall, van promotion, etc. Where eyesight, you can give visual and touch and feel opportunity. So what are the features of the BTL that one should keep in mind? How BTL is making the wave in rural market? The reasons are, makes the personal interaction possible. Okay, so it could be either through organize event, demonstration, door-to-door campaign, participate in the heart, various ways. So personal interaction you create, localized campaigning is possible. You fit, you are within the smaller hamlet. So culture and language diversity can be taken care of. Community engagement, wherein you pull in the community leader, local influencers, etc. And then their conversation will make the difference. Experiential marketing, provide consumer hands-on experience opportunity, demo, sampling, etc. So for example, I know Hindustan Unilever does the washing challenge, you know, so like all the washing opportunity, wherein they have a very, very simply mechanized demonstration possible for using their clothes. Okay, so they have a tumbler, not the washing machine, they have a tumbler chained to the cycle. Rural community is supposed to bring their clothes, wash it, they provide detergent free cycle also, they have to manually dry themselves so that the tumbler, and then there is a dryer where water is splashed out, so that is also cycle based activity, and see the difference. So that's an experiential marketing. Likewise, many ideas are there which you have to apply in the BTL. So quick to understand, Colgate Dental Health Van campaign. Colgate conducts regularly the dental checkup, free dental checkup campaign. They tell the person that this is wrong with your tooth or the teeth health, etc. kindly do brushing twice, kindly move away from non-scientific this thing to scientific things like a toothpaste, tooth powder, etc. Project Shakti we have discussed. Kevin Care shampoo sachet. Yeah, Kevin Care was the catalyst. They were their idea, sachet idea was there. They made the history. Chaupal we have discussed. Tata Tea Jagore campaign where they created a subject specific awareness, girl child or dowry, this thing, etc. Mahindra Tractor village level demonstration. Identified village, identified problems, and that how this tractor solves that problem, that's what they have achieved. So that's a below the line property example. Coming to digital and social media, which is also making waves nowadays, because of you have seen that television and mobile penetration has reached a threshold. So advantage is that you can, the digital communication gives you demarcation flexibility. So you can demarcate particular campaign of particular language will go to particular area, same campaign in different language will go to different area, that is possible. So language can be handled, diversity can be handled. Platform preferences are available, right from WhatsApp to social media, Facebook and all. Trust and community. So here again, digital media, you can create your community so that you are able to create a trust in the brand. Okay. Mobile first strategy where you be the pioneer, you be the first mover to communicate about your product and service using mobile. Rural population have a far greater access to the smartphones and therefore you will be constantly be seen on that, and therefore brand awareness, brand liking, brand equity, all this thing will start building. Longevity will come, sustenance will come, repeat will happen. So yeah, that's the power of mobile first. A few examples, like there's a detailed descriptions given, but Internet Sathi initiative. So here Facebook, they have created, they have trained, skilled couple of girls and boys across various rural India. And they are the one who go to the others and tell them, other village entrepreneur, other local retailer, other individuals across rural India, to tell them how to use the power of Facebook, etc. And that's how usage has increased. Then they search for it. Then you have the product sponsored advertisement more. Therefore, you have to download Facebook, right? And therefore, you get a larger population, you know, pool available for the advertisers. So that's how TikTok and YouTube has changed how the rural heroes are becoming the world popular. WhatsApp for rural communication. WhatsApp has also come out with a lot of language choices and all. So Gaana and JioOne for rural audio ads. So they are the one, they can offer you digital demarcation. So certain message you want to communicate in certain area, that is possible. Digital financial literacy campaign by the banks. Bank appoint Grameen agent, they go and discuss with the rural people about saving and various bank scheme, how to take a loan, etc. Influencer campaign, there are rural influencers they have identified. Influencers also have their categorization. So rural influencers are being created and identified, and this companies tap them. So what they recommend, what they demonstrate having used, how to use, etc. will find an acceptance among the rural communication. Word of mouth, another very powerful catalyst in rural promotion. Here what you have to do is rural people believe each other. Trust is the foundation. Okay. And therefore acceptance will come when they see that resistance will get broken. When they see that others in the community, others in the rural, their town or that village is using it. So that is possible through word of mouth. Okay. So all these things, local influencers such as village elder, successful farmers, local teacher, shopkeeper, religious leader, they kind of promote. Toothpaste vapariye, aapka daant ka dhyan rakhiye. You know, they may just say those two lines. Your brand work is done. So thereby they can influence a purchase decision. Acceptance of the product also. Understand? What makes a word of mouth campaign? So what are the characteristics that makes your campaign a word of mouth or influencer strategy? Trust and credibility has to be there. often preferring recommendation from people they know already. They don't want to know a new person to recommend the rural people. Local influence, local leader, take community leader, reach people, successful entrepreneur, likewise, from the rural India. So then they will believe it. Community-based engagement you can create. Community meets several occasions. So can you not create strategy around that? So word of mouth strategy, when done in the community engagement program, it will find quick acceptance and widespread viral of the message. So that's how the characteristics of word of mouth. Hindustan Unilever Shakti Amma, we have seen that. She's the one who's going house to house and persuading people, start washing your hand before eating or start brushing. So with the closer mouth, her bad breath and all can be taken care of. Gaon Chalao campaign, we have spoken earlier. Tractor Rural Influencer Program. Colgate Daant Se Sehat Tak. So how the good dental health takes care of your overall health, etc. Opinion leader based Coca-Cola's program, spread happiness. And that's the Patanjali local influencer network. They are the one who promote that, you know, use Patanjali product. They are natural. They are free of synthetic, carcinogenic, harmful products, etc. Amul Milkman campaign. So it's like a healthy milkman. So how the rural kids and the parents can be influenced for, you know, feeding their baby with the milk and making more milk-based item, etc. So that's how the word of mouth program works across rural India. Very important is the experiential part of rural marketing. We earlier also heard rural consumers will be very reluctant to take decision about accepting a product without seeing and touching and feeling it. So creating memorable hands-on experience is the challenge of a rural promotion for any product or service that you are planning to introduce. Consumers, if they are unfamiliar, they will not accept, even if they know that this product meets their needs. So can you not provide sample opportunity? Can you not provide visual opportunity? Can you not provide experiential opportunity? That Hindustan Unilever, you know, washing tumbler, this thing, that particular tableau goes, you know, from village to village. They set up that washing center and start inviting people. So that's what experiential marketing, okay? It involves live demonstrations. What is experiential marketing? Create a live demonstration. So same thing as I told you, Hindustan Unilever does the live demo. My surf is better than you. See it on the television. They show that one shirt washed in another detergent, my shirt washed in my detergent is more whiter. So likewise, you create live demonstration, provide trial and sampling opportunity after the demonstration, or just simply distribute the sample. Provide the reason for them to repurchase. So there is an engagement, coupons, etc. Community engagement event, when some local events are happening, when village sports are getting held, when fair in the village is happening, hearts in the village. These are all community engagement program. Be present. Okay. Hands-on interaction, encouraging consumer for physically engaging with the product. So that's what, again, the Hindustan Unilever example is the physically engaging with the product. Bringing your dirty clothes, washing it, and seeing the difference. Okay. So there are plenty of examples provided in the book. Maggie caravan campaign. Maggie has done village to village through a caravan campaign, promoting Maggie 2 minutes noodle in otherwise very, you know, cooked meal kind of a community perception in the rural market. Jo bhi khana, cook karke khana. So Maggie has to break that, create an acceptance. So the Lifebuoy hygiene awareness campaign, as I told you, in one of the Kumbh, all kitchen heat stamp rotis, apne haath dhoye ke, and then in that kitchen in and around, there were a lot of Lifebuoy washing counters. So people go there, wash their hands, get the free sample, etc. Rural sampling van, they go that 200 ml, 5 rupees, they distribute free, okay. Patanjali yoga camps and product sampling activities they do. Chaupal Sagar product demonstration, where they actually demonstrate various products. Chotu Kool we have discussed. Colgate mobile dental health clinic we have discussed. Dabur Amla hair oil demonstration. So how my Amla hair oil removes unwarranted this thing and grows your hair longer, or healthy hair kind of. So this is how you create a visual appeal, touch and feel, and experiential engagement with the brand. So with this, friends, we complete this chapter on rural promotion. Thank you.